the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Another pleasurable day today along the lakeshore. The weekend will be just as good weatherwise. A look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. Holland Public Safety continues to ask for the public's help in finding a 26-year-old Holland man. Joshua Jake Bowl is a 6'2", 155-pound Caucasian with blonde hair and blue eyes, and may be pedaling a brown beach cruiser-style bicycle. He was last seen walking his wife to her employment on Monday afternoon, and then later talked with her over the phone. When she came back to their West 9th Street home, there was no trace of Bowl, and his cell phone was left behind. Investigators haven't seen any indications of foul play involved at this point. Anyone with any information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the Holland Department of Public Safety or Silent Observer. A 70-year-old South Haven woman was identified by authorities as a victim of a fatal three-vehicle pileup in Covert on Tuesday afternoon. Odessa McKellar was driving her car northbound on M-140 just beyond 28th Street when her vehicle was hit head-on by another car heading in the opposite direction and died at the scene. Covert police say that the other car, driven by 71-year-old Roberta Becker of Watervliet, had been southbound when it was sideswiped a northbound pickup truck and then careened into McKellar's car behind it. Becker was taken to Borges Medical Center with critical injuries. The unnamed truck driver was not hurt, and an investigation into the crash continues. Authorities aren't waiting for Labor Day weekend to begin heightened enforcement efforts on roads along the lakeshore and across the state. State troopers, county deputies, and local officers from 155 agencies, including both Allegan and Ottawa counties and the Holland Department of Public Safety, will be conducting extra patrols starting today and running through September 2nd, with a major focus being on drunken driving. Funding for the effort comes from federal dollars funneled through Michael Prince's Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning.
For most people, it is the deterrent that ensures they will drive sober or ride with a sober driver. In other cases, enforcement serves as a safety net, and these officers protect everyone by patrolling the roads, identifying and arresting drunk drivers.
Ottawa County Sheriff Gary Rosma says that there's no such thing as a good drunken driver.
In the case of a drunk driver, practice does not make perfect. The reality is that it's only a matter of time before a drunk driver is either arrested or involved in a crash.
Half of the 8 traffic fatalities in Michigan during last year's Labor Day holiday were from alcohol-related crashes. The annual salsa showdown at the Holland's Farmers Market is tomorrow, but if you still want to participate, there may still be a chance for you to get in.
Cara de Alvarez says the deadline has been extended.
We've extended it, so we will take them until tomorrow morning. Right now, I think we have around 15 teams. Four people in the amateur division and the professional.
The challenge is to make 3 gallons of salsa with a 2-hour time limit. You'll have to use fresh ingredients provided by the farmers market, such as tomatoes, peppers, onions, and cilantro. But don't forget your secret ingredient. The jalapeno eating contest challenges competitors to eat as many jalapenos as they can in 3 minutes. The public is invited to taste all of the salsa and eat as many tortilla chips as you'd like for just $3 between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Holland Farmers Market. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
The Tulip City isn't just about the springtime flowers and the Dutch dancing anymore. This week's production of a Pure Michigan television ad in the downtown district is the latest in a series of features, interviews, spotlight articles, and other various media pieces on Holland and the Lakeshore. In an appearance on WHTC in the morning, Mayor Kurt Dykstra told host Ray Kingman that he has an explanation for all this.
Holland presents a pretty unique mix of a city or an area in Michigan where you can combine really strong economic activity with substantial tourism. It's sort of why every day around this time of the year, as we walk around in our community, we sort of pinch ourselves and say, goodness sakes, we get to live in a place where other people choose to vacation.
Holland Pure Michigan TV spots are expected to air in various regional markets next spring. A 5-year, $12 million effort for improving the water quality in the Macatawa watershed goes before the public this week. Project Clarity is spotlighted in this weekend's Macatawa Waterfest, with a documentary at the Knickerbocker Theater tonight and tomorrow evening, and Macatawa Greenway Executive Director Travis Williams speaking at yesterday's monthly successful aging seminar in Christ Memorial Church.
The real positive of Lake Mack is that there is no industrial or commercial pollution that is in the lake. It's really more of a sediment and nutrient runoff issue. So if we can stop the sediment nutrients from running into the lake, you actually can clean it up.
Response to Project Clarity has been favorable thus far.
The private sector stepped up and has put, you know, over $500,000 into a research project and has now put almost $1 million into Project Clarity, the restoration project. And when those monies come from the private community, it makes it a whole lot easier for the public sector to get involved as well.
The Waterfest has had a number of other activities throughout this week, including a green infrastructure tour last night, as well as a walk and runoff at Window on the Waterfront scheduled for tomorrow morning. A project that took 10 months and $10 million to complete will be unveiled to the public tomorrow. The media get a sneak peek in a couple of hours into Holland Hospital's new spine and orthopedic unit. And according to Christy Dennett, orthopedic service line coordinator at the hospital, a new floor will have 24-hour private rooms to accommodate a growing number of patients needing specialized treatment.
They're quite spacious rooms, so it will be a big change from what the Holland clientele is used to. Right now we are sandwiching people into semi-private rooms, so it will be a very nice change for them.
The addition to the hospital's east wing is more than just additional bed space, though.
We've got new safety features to make sure that they are safe with us while they're there. We have a classroom for therapy that they can comfortably be trained to care for themselves at home.
A public open house of the new floor is tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with the first patients occupying the unit on Monday. The Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled that the state's right-to-work law does apply to the 35,000 unionized workers who work for the state of Michigan, but this probably is not the final word on the issue.
The unions had argued that because the state's Civil Service Commission had not approved the change as required by the state constitution, that the law simply didn't apply to them. The majority on the court ruled that the legislature gave state workers the right to choose whether they pay union dues, protecting their First Amendment rights. UAW President Bob King says, quote, "Like so many decisions in our state under Republican control, this decision is purely political," end quote. He says they are reviewing the court's opinion. The next step would be to take the case to the state's Supreme Court. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
The head of the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee will not seek the U.S. Senate office being vacated by Carl Levin. Republican Dave Camp of Midland announced his decision this morning, saying he's going to continue to focus on his leadership role in the House, which includes an investigation of the IRS. Camp says he, quote, "greatly appreciated and am deeply humbled," end quote, by those that encouraged him to run for the U.S. Senate. Currently, one-time Michigan Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land of Byron Center, the Hope College graduate, is the only Republican candidate seeking the office. Hannibal Sanchez scattered 7 hits with 5 strikeouts over 7-plus innings as he pitched the Tigers past visiting Kansas City last night 4-1.
I don't want to give you any chance to the other team. Even they got a pretty good team right now, and they're hot. So I was thinking that, and I'm just keeping my ball down, make some good pitch in every situation.
The two teams have a day-night doubleheader at Comerica Park. Jim Leland will send Justin Verlander and Jose Alvarez to the mound as his two starting pitchers. Coverage with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price on 1450 WHTC. We'll begin at 12:40 this afternoon and also at 6:40 tonight. Off yesterday, Anthony Rizzo and the Cubs welcome St. Louis to Wrigley Field for the start of a 3-game series in Chicago this afternoon.
We got to play these games hard. We got a lot of good teams coming up that we're playing, and we want to spoil some of their hopes of going to the playoffs and make it interesting, and we could be a big part of that.
The Cubs had taken 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals in St. Louis last weekend, and Travis Wood is scheduled to start for the Bruins today. Chris Herman's pinch hit single in the bottom of the ninth inning played at the winning run. As Minnesota edged the visiting White Sox last night 4-3, the series at Target Field in Minneapolis continues this evening with Jose Quintana on the mound for Chicago. The Whitecaps are in danger of falling out of postseason consideration as last night's 2-1 loss to visiting Lansing dropped West Michigan 5.5 games out of the final playoff berth with an elimination number of now of 13. Once again, Kellen Sweeney was the biggest thorn in the Caps side. He's batting ninth in the Lansing batting order, but he drove in both of the Lugnuts runs last night, including a seventh-inning double that broke a one-all tie. Just 3-8 against the Lugnuts this season, the Caps look to salvage at least one game from this 3-game series at Fifth Third Ballpark this evening. The Lions and Bears return to the practice field tomorrow after mixed preseason results last night left both teams at 1-1 in exhibition play thus far. Detroit fell at Cleveland 24-6, managing just 2 field goals in the process, and hosts New England at Ford Field next Thursday evening. Chicago beat visiting San Diego 33-28. Robbie Gould's 2 fourth-quarter field goals proved to be the difference, and the Bears will travel to Oakland to take on the Raiders a week from tonight. The MIAA has released its preseason volleyball coaches poll, with Hope picked second behind defending champion Calvin College. The Flying Dutch opened their campaign on August 30th and 31st at a tournament in Bluffton, Ohio. And the NCAA Division III women's volleyball season ends at DeVos Fieldhouse with the championships on November 21st through the 23rd. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a mostly sunny afternoon with a high of 79. Partly cloudy tonight, low 57. Abundant sunshine tomorrow, high 83. And then a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday, high 82. Water is 66 in the temperature, and the green flag is flying. And this news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.